one of three peregrine falcons that recently fledged from their nests at the University of Pittsburgh's Cathedral of Learning has died. It crashed into a building while learning to fly. The pit raptors are famous, but they are just one piece of a conservation puzzle that involves peregrine falcons in other places. The Allegheny Front's Deborah Weisberg has the story.
On a rainy morning in late June, the National Aviary's Todd Katzner stands in the shadow of the McKees Rocks Bridge and points to where peregrine falcons, the world's fastest bird of prey, are nesting in the bridge's underbelly.
You actually can't see the nesting site from below or above the bridge. And the reason for that is that it's about 4 or 5 feet from the bottom of the road structure of the bridge. And so it's really packed in there tight. And what's happened is these birds have actually taken one of these sort of semi-square girders, and they've occupied a spot in there.
This urban span on the Ohio River is noisy and gritty, with a constant stream of trucks and cars. But Katzner says it's exactly what this predator, once coveted by kings, is looking for in a home near Pittsburgh.
It's completely protected, sheltered from the rain. It never rains there. Wind is extremely low in that spot. And there are no predators, no great horned owls or things like that in the area. So what these birds have is a nearly ideal nesting spot.
Any day now, Katzner and state wildlife conservation officers plan to climb the bridge to get to the nest. If the chicks have hatched, Katzner will band them so their movements can be tracked. If the eggs are intact, they may have been abandoned. Once Katzner determines that, he will send them to a lab for analysis.
It is important to monitor those eggs because eventually monitoring eggs was the way that people figured out the impacts of DDT on birds like peregrines. So we want to, if the eggs are not going to hatch, we'll take them and try and understand what caused them not to hatch.
DDT caused peregrines to all but disappear from most of North America more than 50 years ago. Once the pesticide was banned, wildlife biologists began reintroduction efforts. They started with the birds' historic breeding grounds. In Pennsylvania, that meant open cliffs along rivers east of the Allegheny Mountains. But birds raised in captivity and released to the wild were no match for predators. Art McMorris is a peregrine specialist with the Pennsylvania Game Commission.
The people who were involved put their heads together and decided, let's release them at sites that don't have great horned owls. And those sites were cities and artificial towers built along the coast.
In some ways, bridges and skyscrapers have proved ideal.
At these sites, they were high, which protects them from mammalian predators such as raccoons and skunks and foxes. There was a lot of food around in the cities that was in the form of pigeons and starlings, but there are not any great horned owls, and the birds did well. And so that worked.
There are now 24 nest sites in Pennsylvania cities. One of the more famous is a window ledge on the Cathedral of Learning, where the peregrine's annual medical exam and banding is a media event. Every spring, wildlife handlers pluck the chicks from their nest and bring them inside for their checkup.
So the female is captured, and she'll be passed back in a minute. The male is flying around to our right.
Although less than a foot tall, these young birds, with their fierce talons, make a noisy protest.
Okay, so now Dr. Fish will do a series of tests. She'll check all the orifices, just like if you were getting a normal checkup from a person doctor. She'll check the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, now that's a noise we expect.
But the sound of peregrines is being heard less in the state's cliffs, where just three pairs have established nests. Although McMorris bans the cliff-dwelling peregrines, the birds don't receive the intensive human help that has enabled their city cousins to survive. Still, McMorris says a hands-off approach is better for the species' ultimate survival.
If a young bird falls out of the nest on a building, it ends up on the street or the sidewalk. That's not good. If it's on a bridge, it will end up on the roadway or in the river. That's not good. If it falls out of the nest on a cliff, then typically they land on a ledge a little bit further down, or they land in a tree, and their parents take care of them there.
Peregrines will remain an endangered but recovering species until 22 nesting pairs are seen in Pennsylvania's cliffs. That would be half the number found in the cliffs a century ago.
Our ultimate goal is to have a population which is self-sustaining, which manages on its own without people like me and others at the Game Commission and volunteers across the state helping the birds to survive.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Deborah Weisberg.